This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from beautiful downtown Beaufort, North Carolina, very picturesque on the seaside, where there's a very nice, I can only imagine they may be, I'll have to ask her about this. A nice antique store overlooking some water or something. Joining us from there, maybe, is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How are you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Does your antique shop overlook water? I could just imagine that picturesque look.
My home does, so I'm actually looking out over the river just about a mile inland of the ocean, and my shop is not on the water, but my drive includes lots of water, and there's a herd of approximately 35 wild horses just across the way that are on a group of islands called the Rachel Carson Reserve. It's a very picturesque spot. You would enjoy it. Come on up.
I've been thinking about it. I'm just happy to know now that since COVID-19 is over, they've taken down the blockade of the city and I could get in, or the town, the village, whatever it's called.
Yes. Come quickly, because the executive orders here in Beaufort, like so many others that were issued, have never been rescinded.
Really? Okay.
Correct. Right. See what happens? People forget quickly about the way the executive branch manages to shift power, even at the town level, even in terms of mayors and power grabs that get taken in the name of public health and children and so forth, and perhaps good intentions. But for somebody like me with a very long memory and a lot of three-ring notebooks surrounding my desk, you know, I'm that one person who will periodically still go back at a story that you and I may have covered, some of your colleagues and I may have covered, and I'll say, you know, whatever happened with that? Whatever happened with that? And power once taken generally is not given back to the people.
Rarely. Except in the case of what happened with the Bruin decision, which is out of your old stopping grounds, New York State.
It is.
Now, I talked a little bit about was Kathy Hochul like a sleeper Bond villain or something? Because she really thinks, I don't know where she gets her thought process from. She was being interviewed about all the restrictions she's trying to put into place and asked if, you know, do you have any data or surveys stating that gun permit carriers cause crime? And she said, I don't need them.
Yes, you know, I'm a little bit at a loss for words with her. I had met her back in the 2007-2008 cycle when running for the New York State Senate. And when she became governor of the state of New York relatively recently, I said to a few gun advocates up in New York State, that she was a relative mom. moderate, fairly easy to talk to. I had talked to her at the State House after she had become the lieutenant governor. And so I'm really at a loss for words in terms of what's happened in the past 2 weeks in New York. I would love to be able to talk about what already passed in New York, what was just unveiled today, July 1st, and, of course, NYSERPA versus NYST. You referenced it as the Bruin case. Yes, yes, those of us sort of from New York will refer to it as NYSERPA versus NYST. NYSERPA being New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, and the NYSP being the New York State Police. So happy to talk about all of the above. There is so much for us to cover. The good news or the bad news?
Let's talk about the news initially with the people of New York, the government, the officials of New York. First thing when that case came out and that was published, the first thing they said was that changes nothing right now. You don't have a permit to carry out. But then we have this young lady, this 20-year-old that got shot in the Upper East Side, shot in the head, for whatever reason. I mean, don't know why she got shot. Somebody walked up to her and shot her in the head. And Eric Adams gets out there and says, this is because of the proliferation of easy access guns. So did nothing change? I mean, did a bunch of gun shops open up in New York City that I don't know about?
No. When the New York State Safe Act passed back in 2003, one of the key arguments that I was making against that legislation was that New York experienced year over year for approximately the previous 15 years of that date, 3 to 4 homicides in the entire state for the entire year that were committed by long guns. And the SAFE Act was designed to make ARs into assault weapons. This was a new statutory definition. But essentially, if you added just about any feature, like a muzzle brake, to your AR, you suddenly had to register your firearm with the state of New York. Where they have now taken it is you now have to register any AR. You have to have a permit. And if you have a previously registered AR, it's no longer going to be grandfathered. And oh, by the way, if you are in that 18 to 21 year old bracket, you now have to be 21 years old in the state of New York to purchase or possess an AR of any configuration. I mean, we're talking about a semi-automatic rifle.
Right.
So when you comment, when you quote now Governor Hochul as saying, I don't need any data, that's because she doesn't have any data to back up any legislation that the New York Democrats have passed since 2003, and they don't care. It's that simple. New York is, we've called it ground zero for the Second Amendment since 1913 when the Sullivan Act passed. Thank heavens for the United States Supreme Court, which ruled in favor of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association recently issuing a decision striking down some key provisions of a law from 1913. This was not the first lawsuit seeking to have declared unconstitutional a provision that in order to have concealed carry in New York, you've had to be somebody special. You have to show unique circumstances. You can't just be the ordinary Joe on the street. You can't even be a woman with an order of protection. That's not even good enough.
Schumer carries concealed in New York, don't he?
Of course. Of course. And
do me a favor. Hang on right
security.
There. Yeah, yeah. Hang on right there, if you will. Talking to Paloma Cabana, we're talking about the Supreme Court ruling and her former stomping ground and all the other things we may be getting out of it. It's a great time to be a Second Amendment advocate, and at the same time, it's very interesting. Very interesting to watch this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. You were on the front line for a long time in the gun rights fight in New York State. How besides New York City and besides Kathy Hochul, how many people are happy about this Supreme Court ruling?
Oh, the cheers went up about the Supreme Court ruling. Yes, it was the shot in the arm that activists, myself included, need in order to be able to continue the fight. And I will tell you just tiny inside baseball. Back in 2018, I had submitted a petition to the United States Supreme Court to ask them to accept one of my cases, Robinson versus Sessions, on appeal out of the Second Circuit from New York, and they had declined. Imagine my delight as I'm reading this 135-page Mesopotamia versus NYSP decision, and I'm reading it slowly because it's just one of those great minutes in history. And there were three or four sentences that Justice Thomas crafted that I felt like were a personal nod to me, to Bill Robinson, to the other 33 plaintiffs on that case, because they were what's called obiter dicta. In other words, language not necessarily directly related to the immediate fact pattern right in front of the court, but that helps to shape the context of the decision that they're making. And I just thought, you see, this is part of that strategy of when do you start your case? How do you appeal your case? My CERP versus NYSP actually reversed a case where a different attorney, Alan Gura, had not taken the petition to the U.S. Supreme Court out of the Second Circuit law. And now here, several years later, is NYSP versus NYSERPA versus NYSP reversing expressly that ruling. So there is just a tremendous strategy when you get to those rare cases that you feel are the civil rights cases that should progress through the system that can help us to interpret the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And it certainly had me thrilled that I still have I continue to maintain my New York law license and all of my appellate licenses because, of course, my phone is already ringing off the hook of how we're going to tackle the laws that were signed in New York on June 3. And now today's avalanche just leaves me speechless. What these laws and these new bills have in common is that way back, in 2007-2008, when she was running for New York State Senate, these were already bills sitting in the New York State Legislature going absolutely nowhere. And so essentially what has happened by way of dynamic is, I don't know how to describe it other than Governor Hochul must have lost her mind, because what she's done is she's essentially gathered all these old bills that at the time were viewed as Democrat Party long shots that would never happen, like micro-stamping. And here they go. Here they go. They're about to be signed into law. They're about to require attorneys to come in and sue as being unconstitutional. And here again is yet another Democrat who is saying to Republicans, when something goes right for you, we are not going to respect the law. We are simply going to be complete hypocrites.
Right. But here's the thing. Whenever somebody starts talking about micro-stamping, the first thing that comes to my mind, they do gun buybacks as well in New York State, right? No questions asked gun buybacks, right?
Yeah.
So I would go out, I'd go to my local gun range and pick up about, you know, five or six different kinds of brass with micro-stamped primers on them. And then if I was a hitman, I would go and I would pop my subject, and I would leave that microstamp brass with the three or four different microstamps on it at the crime scene, and then I'd go turn in my gun for an Xbox coupon. This is the stupidity of buybacks, microstamping, and all this other stuff. It leads to nothing. I don't know how many gun manufacturers actually make microstamp guns. I'm sure they make some for California, but California has shortened their list of approved guns, their safety list. So I'm sure that the manufacturer said, well, if we don't have to microstamp this one because we can't ship it to California anymore, let's just not. So this will actually, some of this stuff will have a deterrent or a detrimental effect on people's ability just to find a gun in some cases.
Correct. So you have so many wonderful points, Bill. It's like you have a ball of rubber band just in what you covered right there.
Yeah.
Truly. Because I think one of the fundamental flaws of a anti-gunner, and I'm not prone to using sort of playground words, but I need that graphic, so I'll say anti-gunner of whatever political persuasion, gender, ethnicity, doesn't matter to me. But somebody who is simply anti-gun does not even understand the fundamental notion that there are so many different models, weight, trigger weight, materials used from composites through to metal, because not every hand is the same, because some people have physical disabilities, because some people are stronger than others, because some of our veterans have amputations and modifications that they use for their own self-defense in their home. And so it's not as simple as saying, well, let's just ban this type of gun, or let's just register this type of gun. Or the reason that we don't want you to be able to have a muzzle brake is because you might fire more than one round.
Right.
Just, listening audience, please don't be complaining at me. I'm
Hang on, we're coming up on the break.
Mm-hmm.
When Paloma and I talk, sometimes we talk right into the break. So,
Yes. Hey,
give out your website real quick before we head into it.
2ampatriot.com.
We'll be right back talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say all the focus is going into finding the suspect responsible for a mass shooting that left six dead and around two dozen injured north of Chicago.
The FBI is working in conjunction with us. We have well over 100 law enforcement officers out here on the scene.
Highland Park Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the suspect used a high-powered rifle from the top of a rooftop near the parade route, but wouldn't say what kind of rifle exactly the shooter used. Covelli adding local hospitals have been overwhelmed with the influx of patients coming from the shooting. President Biden is back at the White House and hosting a 4th of July barbecue with military families on the South Lawn. The Bidens also set to watch the fireworks on the National Mall. This is USA Radio News.
We were supposed to be on our way to Mazatlan, Mexico for our graduation trip, but it got canceled.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. The travel headaches continue for millions of Americans, with FlightAware reporting at least 400 delays in the United States and cancellations starting to pile up as well. So far, this busy travel weekend has seen almost 15,000 flight delays and 1,500 cancellations. The last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from World War II will lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Herschel Woody Williams died in West Virginia last Wednesday at the age of 98. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying in a statement Sunday, "Woody Williams was an American hero who embodied the best of our country and the greatest generation." Joey Chestnut is once again the winner of the men's Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Brooklyn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make your quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Talking about New York, the New York state of mind as things begin to... Now, I'm going to suppose that Alan Gottlieb is paying special attention to New York State, and he's probably got a phalanx of attorneys revving up right about now to go in there and say, well, you know, you can't declare the entire state a sensitive area.
much as she would like to do so.
Yeah.
And yes, absolutely. If anyone listening is looking to support an outstanding national organization, the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, executive director, you know, put your $20 on the table. They run a tight ship. They work extremely closely with the attorneys. They have a great win record. I'll tell you the provision that has me the most confused, because I am a woman. Kathy Hochul's a woman. We're similar age. We're both lawyers. And so there's one provision in particular I cannot wrap my head around, and it's this no open carry default unless there is a sign posted at a business that guns are welcome to come in. And I'm trying to understand where the logic is to that, especially as a woman.
It's based on ignorance, because most people in New York
mm-hmm.
are apolitical, just like in the United States. Most people in New York probably
yes.
are low info voters, right? Mm-hmm. The majority of people in the United States today are low info voters. So they yes. won't, if they own a sock shop or something like that, they won't know mm-hmm. that if it's okay to carry a gun, they got to put a sign up there stating that it's okay to carry a gun. So by default, whether they care or not, if you're carrying a gun, if you get caught, I guess they'll start stop and frisk as you go into every Dunkin' Donuts or something.
Metal detectors?
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Right. Or you go to pay and you turn the wrong way and someone is able to see what they think is the outline of the form.
Right.
Of a firearm on your person. But I guess what troubles me about that is the notion that, like the gun-free school zone, you are signaling to someone with a criminal mind places that are better targets to commit crime.
Well,
as opposed to using this logic, let's just pretend I'm a woman who, for whatever reason, does not want to carry concealed or does not want to take firearms training, and I'm moving about the atmosphere.
Sure.
An armed gunman walks through the door. I'm sitting at a diner. I'm at least strategic in terms of moving, getting under a table, perhaps flipping the table on its side and so forth. I'm looking for that person who is probably a veteran of the United States Armed Forces, who perhaps is an off-duty police officer who is carrying concealed. That would be a fortunate day.
Yeah.
To be able to pick up protection, to be near someone who might be the good guy with a gun, who can take out the bad guy, who is, keeps up with his training, who is a responsible gun owner. Why do we want to diminish the possibility of a good outcome by changing the default that your firearm is not welcome through the door of a business unless the business owner is broadcasting, be welcome to come in with your gun?
Right. So I'm going to take a stab at this, okay? So in Manhattan, your DA is Alvin Bragg. Mm-hmm. He's decriminalized everything. Right?
Yes.
They have, yep. have don't they have bail reform there to where there's no cash bail?
Yes.
So they yeah.
2018 so, I moved out. They said arrest and release and I said goodbye New York.
NYPD they arrest them, they come right back out.
Mm-hmm.
They've done away with the windows broken concept. Actually it's the opposite happening now. And nobody does that and just says, well, you know, I'm going to hold the line right here at shoplifting and defecating on the sidewalk. That's all I'm going to do. Everything else, I'm going to be a model citizen. So I want you to picture a world where all of that is allowed to happen and then suddenly an armed citizenry is introduced. In a world where people are getting pushed off of platforms in front of subway cars, where people are getting shot in the back of the head, getting sucker punched, you will have an explosion of armed self-defense in New York. And it'll all be justified, it will all be righteous, and it will prove that carrying a gun to protect your life just for self-defense in the event it shows up at your door is actually a viable reason to carry a gun. And, oh, my God, can you imagine that kind of press day? Can you imagine the blowback from all of that?
Well, can somebody explain to me, Governor Hochul, supermajority of Democratic senators and assembly members in New York, can you explain to me why the state of Illinois, largely due to Chicago, has one of the highest homicide rates per 100,000 in the country? Could there be a state or a city with more gun control legislation? California. Did it mean that California suddenly went to zero firearm crime? You always have to dial into the details of the firearm crime data. What is the age group that is involved? What is the neighborhood that is involved? Is there any ethnicity statistically supported being involved? These are all questions that are available to be answered just by going to the ATF website, just by going to the FBI website. And you need to focus your legislation to fit the circumstances of whatever crime it is you're talking about. Parents who drive without a child in a safety restraint. We don't say that the parent can't drive the car, do we?
No, but you forget now. Kathy Hochul said she doesn't need data points. Her job is to ensure the complete and total protection of the citizens of New York.
But how do you move towards safety if you don't know the cause of the unsafety?
Oh, my God, Paloma, are you trying to interject with some logic?
Yeah.
I'm quoting the leftist. I'm quoting the leftist, and it's making my big head hurt as I sit there and try to willow myself into that wormy mind of what is a leftist when they're out there spewing this absolute stupidity. Every leftist I know should wear a two-faced mask. With both of them with mouths that open and close, because they'll say one thing one minute when they think it serves a purpose, and then go 180 degrees in the other direction in the same moment, in the same breath, just to try to remain whatever, you know. Anyway, we're coming up on the last break.
She's from
Western
New York.
Well.
Behaving like she's from New York City.
Yeah. Well, she's the good. Anyway, talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, about the stupidity that is the New York Democrat Party and the gun control they're trying to pass as they've been laid wide open by the Supreme Court of the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And we've been discussing the New York state of mind, or the lack of it.
Yes. And so, I saved the best for last.
Well, before you go to the best for last, are they going to get sued out of existence? Are most of these things there scrutiny and the way they decided to set up for anything coming in the future, did they tee up all of these guys who suddenly don't like the Supreme Court no more?
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand the question.
Well, I mean, most of the time, you know, like in the Ninth Circuit, they'll get out there and say, we don't think if you ban guns to everybody that nobody can carry a gun ever, that infringes on the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, I don't know what kind of scrutiny we would call that, sort of lackadaisical scrutiny. I don't know what the actual technical part of it is. But they basically, it looks like they have imposed strict scrutiny on all things Second Amendment, and they have to prove the compelling need now for them to have this in order, because it's infringing, right?
I think the most important thing to take out of the recent Supreme Court decision on the Second Amendment is they've unequivocally stated you have a fundamental right to defend yourself in your home and outside of your home. And if anything, Justice Thomas was saying, and why do we have to say this three times? We said this already in Heller. We said this already in McDonald. Let us make this as plain as the nose on your face. Not unlike a parent, you know, losing their cool just slightly of we shouldn't have to be dealing with this. There's only such a precious few number of cases that go before SCOTUS each year. And so I think the gist was he's saying, listen, for you to have to come back to us three times and take up these critical slots with your foolish legislation and your inability at the state level to follow what the United States Supreme Court is telling you is essentially the law of the land by way of interpretation of the Second Amendment. What's clearly happening, though, is Governor Hochul and the supermajority of Democrats in New York have decided that the retribution for that decision is that they are simply going to pass this huge list of laws that are completely unrelated to each other and that do not have any relevance to crime as a specific issue in the state of New York in order to try to get away with whatever they can, because it's difficult to find attorneys to sue these cases. It is difficult to find the right plaintiff. In New York, your courts are still much more heavily packed with Democrat leaning to progressive judges, especially in the Second Circuit, a very difficult circuit to clear. And so you're saying, or at least in terms of when I'm interviewing someone for a case I would work on, you know, you're talking about a minimum of about $60,000 worth of legal work.
Wow.
Now, I did my legal work pro bono and had clients do the expenses. But normally you're paying an attorney, and the previous NYSERPA case against the SAFE Act had run into a couple millions of dollars worth of legal fees. So, you know, it's an extraordinary trajectory to put a case onto, and you are talking about being together anywhere between 3 and 7 years, you know, on average 3 to 4, but 3 to 7 years worth of the attorney and the client commitment to potentially lose, lose, win, right? Lose a district, lose a circuit, win at SCOTUS. That's your essential trajectory. And you do have to prepare your clients for the loss, right? And tell them, look, this is probably what's coming, but we're framing our case and we're seeing how we can advance it. One of the provisions, though, that is particularly interesting in what Governor Hochul is doing today is reinstituting a background check on the purchase of ammunition.
Which they had to abandon that one once, right?
That is correct. It was part of the SAFE Act when it was passed, and the New York State Police, under Governor Cuomo, finally suspended, quote-unquote, suspended their effort to actually design and institute a viable technology system in 2015. Having spent millions, they had no idea what they were trying to get into, no concept of how much ammunition a responsible gun owner purchases. I mean, I don't know about you at the range, Bill, but for me, it's probably about 150 rounds, you know, if I'm doing 2022 or if I'm at 308, it's probably 20, 25. But what does that make me? A mass murderer? You know, if I go in and I purchase 200 rounds of two different types of calibers and one is long range, what are you going to do? Suddenly flag me and the doorbell rings and I have to do an interview on my front porch? And I'm not a competition shooter. So think about what happens to the competition shooters or
sure.
Your off-duty police officer who wants to go to the range to improve their skills potentially on a different firearm than their service revolver. So, you know, this is just an example of Democrats gone wild. I hope that the comeuppance from this round in particular is that Congressman Lee Zeldin, who just won the New York State Republican primary, who is now running for governor, will prevail, right? So we can only hope that this will get voters out, registered at their correct address, motivated, you know, to make it to the poll. In New York, we're very fond of saying it's the anti-vote. You had commented, you know, voters who are not particularly researching their candidates. But in New York, we talk about the anti-vote and how many votes are anti the incumbent. So in this case, whether or not you know that Zeldin is U.S. Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel and that he served in Iraq and was with the 82nd Airborne, and so you go to vote for him, hopefully it's simply an anti-Hochul vote for whoever is on the Republican line in the mind of the voter, because this is just lunacy. You reenact a statute just a few years later that already your own New York State police, under the direction of the governor, says we can't institute this.
Well, what are the New York State police saying about it right now? Are they out there like, well, we couldn't have done it the first time. I don't know exactly what we're supposed to do this time either, but we can't. But, you know, we love Kathy. So what are they doing? What are they saying?
Well, I guess the more practical question that I had when I saw that is, how good is her detail protection going to be after this? And I just mean that seriously. The New York State police are taking a pounding right now because they've lost an ESRPA case. Now your permitting scheme does have to change.
Yep.
You've got a governor who is so ignorant. She doesn't even know what her own agency has gone through already. She has not studied. She is not in communication.
That's you're just talking about Democrats now, okay? This is nothing new. We know this. Listen, we're also running out of time. We're going to have to revisit this because this is going to continue to unfold. This is like something watching it happen in real time.
It is, and let it be a warning for anybody in North Carolina, South Carolina, etc. You have to stay on your toes. You've got to get involved with your state grassroots group. You've got to read their emails. Throw your $20 in the pot. Do nothing for an instant. This can't happen to you.
There
we are running out of faith to move to.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me today. Happy Independence Day. I'll talk to you later.
Every rebel out there.
There you go. Coming up next is going to be writer Dean Weingarten from Amalan.com. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.